Tunes at 4 on WJFF.
We've got sun and some clouds on the shores of Lake Jefferson this afternoon, and a high getting close to the mid-60s. Tonight, you can look for the temperature to get down to 39 for the overnight. Looking ahead to tomorrow, plenty of sun, but it's going to be even cooler, the high getting up to about 61. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. And looking ahead to Monday for the start of the work week, partly sunny, high 62.
Studio B, the place where it happens.
Live from Studio B. That's right, Studio B, WJFF's live jazz performance program from the 1990s, returns with one very special broadcast. Co-hosted by house trio bassist Tony DiCicco and myself, David Dan, the return of Studio B will feature area jazz musicians in live performance in WJFF studios. Special guest Jeremy Dietz will sit in for his dad, drummer Carl Dietz, Studio B's originator and co-host. Join us for the return of Live from Studio B Tuesday, September 28th at 8 p.m. We'll see you then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the latest music from James Taylor. James Taylor released a new album on June 15th, 2015. We're about to hear the title track, Before This World. James Taylor is singing and playing the guitar, Steve Gadd on drums, Jimmy Johnson on bass, and you'll hear some beautiful harmony. Sting is singing with James Taylor on this track, and Yo-Yo Ma is playing the cello. This is called Before This World.
Before this world was as we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one. Who can pretend to understand at all? No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way? Oh, little lamb, never mind. So let us love and let us not delay. The world is old and it will never last. Come away,
come away,
come away. Fold into Jesus, baby child. Give up the love that takes and breaks your heart. Let go the weight of all that holds you here. Let the love of mine guard him one. Yesterday died. Let the resin rising up in the tree make the green leaf bud. The bird and the bee and the fish in the sea feeding it in my blood. Oh, the jolly springtime, all in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day. Yes, the winter was bitter and long, so the spring will be sweet. Come along with the rhythm and the song, watch creation repeat. Thin, the moment is thin, ever so narrow the now. Everybody say, got to live in today, don't nobody know how. Oh, the jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day. Oh, the jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
James Taylor. Before this world was as we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one, who can pretend to understand at all? No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way this goes? Little lamb, never mind. So let us love and let us not delay. The world is old and it will never last. Our share of joy is in this moment past. You know, that is a profoundly beautiful poem. And James Taylor has released an album. It's the first recording of original songs in 13 years. And the maturity of the music and the depth and the beauty of the production and the incredible attention to detail in his composition and in the recording of these songs really delivers all of the potential and all of the promise that James Taylor seems to have had been blessed with in his life. He has delivered a beautiful, mature work, the album Before This World. You know, now and then singer-songwriters the quintessential archetype of a singer-songwriter is James Taylor. You know, there he is singing his little sad songs with his guitar and stuff. But at the same time, he's incredibly unique. There's nobody quite like him. Such a recognizable voice. Such a happy tunesmith. When I think of the very first songs that I knew of James Taylor's, you know, the song Fire and Rain, I Always Thought I'd See You Again. I always thought that was about a love song. You know, you break up with somebody and you thought maybe you'd see them again, but you never did. And yet when I found out that the actual story that he was telling in that song, it changed my perception of who he was and what his writing was like. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that soon. But let's, you know, it's interesting when you look at James Taylor's life. He was born on March the 12th in 1948 in Boston, Massachusetts, in the hospital where his father, Isaac Taylor, was a doctor. He was a resident physician at the hospital he was born. And he's Scottish. His father was Scottish. And I hear that kind of British Isles influence in his songwriting. And his mother, Gertrude, studied opera. She wanted to be an opera singer. And she was at the New England Conservatory of Music, which was a big deal music school, and was an aspiring opera singer back in the 40s, until she married Isaac Taylor. And you know how things were in those days. When you became someone's wife, you became part of his life. And you let your own stuff go, and she started to have children. She had five children. Gertrude had five children. James was the second one. And when he was 3 years old in 1951, they moved from Boston to Chapel Hill. That's in North Carolina. Because his father had gotten a job as an assistant professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina there in Chapel Hill. Later on, his father, Isaac, actually becomes the dean of the School of Medicine, 12 or 13 years later in 1964. And they would go and spend their summers on Martha's Vineyard. So it's an interesting home that James Taylor is born up in. I have to assume that because of his mother's background, that he was exposed to a wide variety of music. And it's curious because, you know, so many of the musicians that I look into their lives, they start to play the guitar, you know, when they're teenagers. But when James Taylor was a child, he learned to play the cello. He's playing the cello when he was living in North Carolina. And he switches to the guitar when he's 12 years old. That's incredibly young. That's amazingly young. That's kind of like child prodigy young. You know, someone starts studying the piano when they're five, that sort of thing. And what was he listening to? He was listening to hymns and carols, and he particularly liked Woody Guthrie. So it's interesting. You know, he's 12 years old when he starts playing the guitar. When he's 13 years old, I don't get it. They send him to a boarding school. I mean, I know there's a certain kind of upbringing and a certain kind of a status to sending your children to a boarding school. You want the best for them. You want them to be finished. So when he's 13 years old, his family sends him off to Massachusetts to a boarding school, this Milton Academy. It's a prep school. And it's hard for him there. You know, it's a high-pressured environment, and it doesn't go well for him. He returns to North Carolina and does his junior year of high school. You know, but by that time that he's coming back to North Carolina, he's kind of lost touch with all his friends, and so he's kind of rootless. He goes back up to the Milton Prep Academy to finish his senior year of high school. And this is like a turning point for him. You know, he starts to want to go to college, but he falls into an incredibly deep depression, sleeping 20 hours a day. And he commits himself to a psychiatric hospital, McLean Hospital in Massachusetts. And he spends nine months in the hospital there in Massachusetts, dealing with his mental health issues and his depression. And he has a quote about that. He said, "It's an inseparable part of my personality that I have these feelings." So underneath all those happy tunesmith songs, you know, there's this depth of depression, which is, you know, not immediately apparent when you hear his songs, how beautiful the melodies are. So instead of going to college, he finishes high school there, gets a diploma at McLean, and instead of going into college, he moves to New York with a music buddy of his, and they start a band in New York City, and he starts using heroin, and he falls into a obsessive compulsive trap with heroin, and he calls his father Isaac, who comes and rescues him. You know, he flies into New York, grabs him, rents a car, and drives him back home to North Carolina and rescues him, his father Isaac. So at that point, he moves to London. James Taylor packs up and wants to try to, you know, fresh start, that sort of thing, and he moves to London. And he is, it's like destiny. It's like, how was he chosen? Peter Asher got one of his demos, and the Beatles had formed Apple Records. And when Paul McCartney heard the demos of James Taylor's early recordings, that was it. Paul McCartney says, quote, "I just heard his voice and his guitar, and I thought he was great. And he came and he played live, so it was just like, wow, he's great." So they sign him to Apple, and while the Beatles are recording the White Album, James Taylor is recording his debut album. And there's a track called Carolina in My Mind, and it's not credited on the album, but George Harrison, Paul McCartney are playing on that track. Paul McCartney produces it. So it's kind of like, you know, touched by fate or destiny, working with the Beatles. But he falls back into heroin usage and methadrine and heroin. They're in London and things are not going well. So he comes back to the United States and he sings at the Newport Folk Festival, and he gets a great response. He's getting a lot of attention. But the music that he releases on Apple doesn't really chart very well. And then he has a motorcycle accident. He breaks both hands and both feet. Oh my God, it's like such a roller coaster. It's up and down. And so he stops playing guitar for several months. But he signs a deal with Warner Brothers Records, and he moves out to Los Angeles. And that's when he really records his breakout album, Sweet Baby James. And he works with Carole King, and Carole King and him are having sessions. At the same time she's recording Tapestry, he's recording Sweet Baby James. And when I was reading what they said, they couldn't remember sometimes whose album they were working on, because it was the same musicians, it was the same studio, it was the same kind of body of work. And Carole King wrote that song, You've Got a Friend. And that was a huge hit for James Taylor. And that's when he recorded Fire and Rain. And it turns out, I always thought I'd see you again, Fire and Rain. You know, it wasn't about a love song. It was about the suicide of one of his friends that he had known when he was in the psychiatric institution. I always thought I'd see you again, but it didn't happen. Sweet Baby James sold 1.5 million copies in the first year, 3 million in the United States. It got the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year. And he was on his way. Had a huge, huge career. But it's interesting because his story is always all these zigzags and abrupt turns of fortune, you know, up and down. And in the mid-80s, he divorced Carly Simon, and he was at a low point. He almost had quit. He was thinking about retiring. He wasn't going to be a musician anymore. And he goes down to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and he plays this big rock and roll festival, Rock in Rio. And it brought him back. It brought him back to music again. Brazil, the crowd, 300,000 people in the audience. And he said that he was energized by the sounds and nature of the Brazilian music. Here's the quote that he said about his time in Rio. And then we're going to hear a song that he wrote called Only a Dream in Rio. Here's what James Taylor has to say about that. I had sort of bottomed out in a drug habit. My marriage to Carly had dissolved. I had basically been depressed, lost for a while. I sort of hit a low spot. I was asked to go down to Rio de Janeiro to play in this festival. We put the band together and went down. It was just an amazing response. I played to 300,000 people. They not only knew my music, they knew things about it. They were interested in aspects of it that to that point had only interested me. To have that kind of validation right about then was really what I needed. It helped me get back on track. Only a dream in Rio. I was there that very day and my heart came back alive. From October 1985, James Taylor.
More than a distant land, or a shining sea, more than the steaming breeze, more than the shining eyes, where they tell me it's only a dream in Rio, and nothing could be as sweet as it seems on this very first day down. They remind me, son, I'd be so soon forgotten. Often it's not, it's rotten inside, and the mask soon slips away. Strange taste of a dropping of rue, romantic language of the Portuguese, melody on a wooden flute, samba floating in the sun. Stay asleep, you can close your eyes, you can trust the people of paradise to call your keeper and tender your demise. Oh, what a night, wonderful one in a million tonight. Frozen fire, Brazilian stars, oh, holy Southern Cross. Later on, on the run from the soldier's gun, shouting out loud from the angry crowd, the mild, the wild, and the hungry child. I tell you, there's more than a dream in Rio. I was there on the very day, and my heart came back alive. There was more than the same.
James Taylor, Only a Dream in Rio. That song. That's got to be one of the most incredible songs he's written. So James Taylor, amazing career. March of 2010, he started a reunion tour with Carole King, the Troubadour reunion tour with Carole King and members of his original band who had recorded Sweet Baby James, Russ Kunkel, Leland Sklar, Danny Korchmar, his old friend. They played shows in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and North America. So we're going to hear a little bit of that music, Carole King and James Taylor, live at the Troubadour. The Troubadour is a nightclub out in California. We're going to hear Fire and Rain and Sweet Baby James. And when I hear these songs in retrospective, you know, they always just seem, like I said, so happy. Such a naturally gifted tunesmith that when I heard these songs, I thought, oh, you know, it was a simple task. The songs seemed so easygoing, so like they had already been written. And I didn't appreciate the work and the craft that goes into his songwriting until I started to read about how he wrote Before This World. So let's listen to some of this music from 2010, Carole King and James Taylor. This is a live concert, and then we'll go back to some of Before This World. Carole King, James Taylor.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans he made put an end to. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and thought they never end. I've seen lonely times and could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see. Down on me, Jesus, you gotta help me to make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. So I'm walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows the cold wind blows like to turn your head around. Out is hours of time on telephone lines, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and they never end. I've seen lonely times, but I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see somehow one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Because a few things that come in my way this time around. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you. Pastures to change. Yes, and as the moon rises, sits by his fire, just thinking about ribbon and glasses of beer. Closing his eyes as the doggies retire, he sings out a song which is soft, but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet Davy James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream? Yes, I'll rock all by my sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December it was covered with snow. Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires, they seem dreamlike on account of that frosting. 10 miles behind me, and there's 10,000 more to go. There's a song they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea. Song that they sing on their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. Just that singing seemed to work fine for me. So good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock on by, old sweet. Greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? Oh, rock up my old sweet baby Jane.
James Taylor and Carole King live at the Troubadour. That was in 2010. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Oh yeah. Today we're listening to James Taylor's most recent release. The album is called Before This World, released on June 15th in 2015. So, you know, it was about that time back in 2010, after he did all this performing with Carole King, that he actually started to conceive of the music for this most recent album. That's a long composition process. I mean, the last studio album he released was in 2002, October Road. In an interview that he gave with Rolling Stone magazine, he said that he was really worried, you know, that he hadn't written any new songs. Here's the quote: "I got out of the habit of writing songs for about 10 years. I just never prioritized it." And he decided that if he was ever going to really settle down and write some songs, that he had to just remove himself from his regular everyday life. Here's the quote: "I hadn't been able to convince my manager, my wife, my kids that this had to be a priority. But I said to them, if I don't get this record written, I don't know what's going to happen. And then they let me go." So Before This World, it's a beautiful, it's a really mature and satisfying album. And here's a little bit from the liner notes that James Taylor writes on the album. Quote: "It's been a while. I guess we started this project in January 2010 when Jimmy Johnson and Steve Gadd joined me and Dave O'Donnell in the barn next to my house to record some demos, bass, drums, and guitar. None of these tracks had any lyrics. I whistled the melody." Okay, this is an aside. I was blown away when I read that. The fact that he actually writes these songs with no lyrics at all and whistles the melody is mind-blowing for me. Because he obviously, if he had the music and he had the concept musically for these songs in 2010... he didn't even start to write the lyrics till 2013. The work and the dedication required to finish these songs is astounding. So let's go back to the liner notes. "I took 2013 off, more or less, to write. But it wasn't until September, with deadlines looming, that I really got down to it. These days, life is full, and lyric writing needs empty time. So the only thing for it was to borrow B and Val's place in Newport for a week at a time. Thanks, guys. After a few quiet days, the songs started to come through. I walked around town. I rode around the harbor. I cooked my meals with one call to home at dinner time. I had a different notebook for each song, written down on the right page and edited on the left. Bits of lyrics on napkins and envelopes and little scraps of music recorded on my phone." Let's hear a track from Before This World. This track is so atypical from what I think of as James Taylor's subject matter. It's a story about a young man from the Midwest going to war in Afghanistan. And you have to realize that the last time he wrote songs, we hadn't even gone to war with Iraq yet. And when you think about that song, Sweet Baby James, you know, he's a cowboy. He's sitting around a campfire. He's out on the prairie. It's like James Taylor has put himself in a narrative far away, like in a dream. Only a dream in Rio. But this song is called Far Afghanistan. And here's the end of it. "I was ready to be terrified and ready to be mad. I was ready to be homesick, the worst I've ever had. I expected to be hated and insulted to my face. But nothing could prepare me for the beauty of the place. No matter what they tell you, all soldiers talk to God. It's a private conversation written in your blood. The enemy's no different, badass holy wind. That crazy bastard talks to God, and his God talks back to him."
Back home
just learn to get along. Civilized and socialized, they teach you right from wrong. How to hold your liquor and how to hold your tongue. How to hold a woman or a baby or a gun. But nothing will prepare you for the far Afghanistan. You can listen to their stories and pick up what you can. You listen to their stories, maybe read a book or two. Until they send you out there, man, you haven't got a clue. Oh, in the hills of Kandahar. They say young boys are taken to the wilderness out there, taken to the mountain alone in the night. If he makes it home alive, they teach him how to fight. They fought against the Russians, they fought against the Brits. Hell, they fought old Alexander, talking about him ever since. And after 9/11, here comes your Uncle Sam. Another painful lesson in the far Afghanistan. Ready to be terrified and ready to be mad. I was ready to be homesick, the worst I've ever had. I expected to be hated and insulted to my face. But nothing could prepare me for the beauty of the place. No matter what they tell you, all soldiers talk to God. It's a private conversation written in your blood. The enemy's no different, badass holy wind. Crazy bastard talks to God and his God talks back to him.
James Taylor. That song is called Far Afghanistan, and that's from Before This World. Before This World was released on June 15th in 2015, and in the first week it had sold 97,000 copies, making it James Taylor's first time ever number one album on the U.S. Billboard chart. That's the first time in his long career that he's ever had an album break out at number one. So I think, you know, the maturity and the beauty of the work, I hope that he is pleased with the reception that he's gotten. But, you know, he doesn't really care about how many copies the LP, the album, how many copies he sells. In that interview that he gave with Rolling Stone, when he was talking to Spencer Worthley, this is what he had to say about that. Here's the quote from James Taylor. "I have no idea what releasing an album even means anymore. Friends of mine say, James, you have to adjust your expectations. People don't buy these things. Not to be presumptuous, but Vincent van Gogh sold just 2 paintings while he was alive. If that's what your medium is, you simply must do it. This album is amazing. We're going to hear another song called Montana. And when I read about how the music was written, you know, like years before he finished the lyrics, the song we're about to hear, Montana, had no lyrics up until a month before the album was due to be released. It was released in June. So it's May and he still has no lyrics for Montana. It's an incredible song. We're about to hear it. The whole recording process seems to have been really satisfying for him. Here's a couple more quotes from the liner notes from James Taylor's album. He says, "Every day for 10 days, we cut a new song. Nothing was charted in advance because these are head arrangements. You listen to the other players and you let the track happen. This is the 16th time I've taken a batch of songs into the studio. Recently with these same musicians. I can't describe how delightful a thing it is to do this kind of consensus collaboration. We'd choose the best take and overdub repairs, improvements, and solos." The album was recorded in a bunch of different sessions and overdubs. There's a lot of really beautiful performances. He and his producer went out to Los Angeles to record the backup singers. The violin was overdubbed separately. All the percussion parts, Luis Conte, you know, added all his percussion parts after all the basic tracks were recorded. And when he comes to New York to get the string session, that's where he hooks up with Sting. Sting, at the time, was in production with his Broadway play, The Last Ship. And so it was really generous of Sting, James said, to take some time out of his schedule and record the harmony for Before This World. And it's so beautifully recorded, it's hard to believe that they didn't record it simultaneously. And that's also when he Yo-Yo Ma spent an afternoon and came out to the barn in Massachusetts to record the cello solo on the title track. So let's hear Montana from Before This World. And then, just because it is such a spectacular piece of music, let's hear the title track one more time. James Taylor, Before This World. This is Montana.
I'm not smart enough for this life I've been living. A little bit slow. For the pace of the game, it's not I'm ungrateful for all I've been given, but nevertheless, just the same. I wish to my soul I was back in Montana, high on my mountain and deep in the snow, up in my cabin, over the valley, under the blankets with you. Over the ocean from here. Over the mountains from there. Who can imagine the scale of the forces that push this old mountain range up in the sky? Tectonic creation, erosion, mutation, something to pleasure God's eye. The world is a wonder of lightning and thunder, the green of the ground as we fall from the sky. The old and new faces, the tribes and the races, thousands of places to try. Over the ocean from here. Over the mountains from there. sits and waits while the other one wanders and squanders his time with a life on the road. Down from the mountain, across the wide ocean, the world is in motion and cannot be slowed. Enough for today, the demands of the moment. Thing on my mind is the work in my hand. Wood for the wood stove and water for coffee, something I can still understand. He got a few friends, but not many neighbors. The trip into town takes us most of the day. And after hello, and it's sure good to see you, seems like there's nothing to say. Over the ocean from here. Before this world was as we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one. Can pretend to understand at all. No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way this goes? Oh, little lamb, never mind. Love and let us not delay. The world is old and it will never last. Our share of joy is in this moment past. Will you come away?
Come away.
Give up the love that takes and breaks your heart. Let go the weight of all that holds you here. Let the love of mine, darling one.
Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the
come again, hey. Oh, the jolly springtime in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Let the day run long, let the river run high, that tomorrow may live, so must yesterday die. Let the resin rising up in the tree make the green leaf bud,
the bird and the bee and the fish in the sea feeding it in my blood.
Oh, the jolly springtime,
jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the
heavenly,
the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Yes, the winter was bitter and long, so the spring will be sweet. Come along with the rhythm and the song, watch creation repeat. Thin, thin, the moment is thin, ever so narrow the now.
Everybody say, got to live in today, don't nobody know how. Oh, the jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Oh,
oh, the jolly springtime,
jolly springtime,
in the merry month of May. Oh,
the heavenly,
the
hours,
heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
James Taylor, Before This World. In 1995, James Taylor was awarded an honorary doctorate of music from the Berklee College of Music in Boston. In 2000, James Taylor was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2000, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2003, the Chapel Hill Museum in North Carolina opened a permanent exhibit dedicated to James Taylor. Also, in 2003, there's a bridge over Morgan Creek on US 15 near the site of the Taylor family home and mentioned in James's song called Copperline. And the bridge is now named the James Taylor Bridge in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In 2004, James Taylor received the George and Ira Gershwin Award for the Lifetime Musical Achievement at UCLA at the Spring Sing. In 2004, the same year, Rolling Stone ranked James Taylor 84th in the 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. In 2009, James Taylor was awarded an honorary doctorate of music from Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Also in that same year, he was inducted into North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. In 2010, he was inducted into the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. In 2012, he received the Montreal Jazz Spirit Award. Also that same year, he was named the Chevalier de l'Ordre des Arts et des Lettres by the Ministry of Culture and Communication in France. And in 2014, he got the Emmy Award for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir Presents An Evening with James Taylor. What a life. Yes. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program about James Taylor. Hats off to Wikipedia for supplying so much interesting information. Thank you so much for listening.
And support for the local broadcast of Kathy Geary's Now and Then comes from the WJFF community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. This is WJFF Jeffersonville and W233AH Monticello. Support for The Splendid Table coming up next comes from you and from Milkweed. Unexpected wonders for the inspired home and the curious kid at Maud Alley in Honesdale.